we've been working very hard over the last number of weeks to try and form a government. I think it's become clear to everyone at this stage that the two options available is either a Fianna Fáil-led minority government or a Fine Gael-led minority government. And we have been engaging very strongly with the independents and the smaller groupings in an intense way to try and gain their support and to discuss issues and policies, which I have to say there's a lot of agreement on, with a view to actually getting their support for a Fianna Fáil, to be part of a Fianna Fáil-led minority government. And I think, you know, if there's been much made in terms of talking to Fine Gael or not, but I think if we'd been wishing, for example, to form a government with Fine Gael, we would have been talking to them weeks ago. But that's not the case. What we're looking to do is form a government with the smaller groupings and the independents. I bet it would be a minority government, and it would need support from, it would need to be facilitated by others as well. But the first and key point and step in that is actually gaining the support and agreeing a platform with those who you would wish to be and form a government with. And that's why we've been focusing so strongly on the independents and smaller groupings over recent weeks.
Do you believe there is still a realistic chance that Micheál Martin could be the next Taoiseach? The papers at the weekend would seem to suggest that's what the majority of members of the public want, but the most important figure here, it would seem to be, is 7, because that's the number of TDs Fine Gael have more than you do.
Yeah, well, Fine Gael do have 7 TDs more than ourselves at the moment, but when you look at the what the public said in the election, and we have to bear that in mind very strongly. That's what brought us to this point. They were consulted in the election, and during that election, the public was very clear, and I think it was obvious to all that Micheál Martin was very strongly the preferred choice for Taoiseach, and as you say, the poll of the weekend would confirm that's still the case. And also, what is also very strong at the election was that the public very much wanted to get the current government, the parties involved and their policies, to remove them and to bring about change. That's the basis on which Fianna Fáil was elected. Now, I also strongly believe that was the basis on which a lot of the independents, smaller groupings and other parties in the Dáil were elected too. And being the largest party, with just about twice more seats than the next nearest who were elected to actually oppose the government, Sinn Féin, we therefore feel that we're best placed to actually bring about that change the public voted for, and that's why we've been focusing so strongly on trying to get support for that, because we believe there's a strong majority in the Dáil actually in favour of change, and by agreeing policies with them and working closely with them, we believe we're better placed to actually offer a government that might be stable because of the fact we would have a lot of commonality with them on the key issues.
The belief among many is that May 20th is looking more and more likely as a date to go to the polls in the event that agreement can't be reached. One of the big red line issues here is Irish water. Fianna Fáil are saying absolutely it has to go. Fine Gael seem to be saying absolutely it has to stay. If someone doesn't stand down, the chances of a minority government being supported by the other party would seem to be, to say the least, very remote.
Well, I think, first of all, another election is not in prospect as far as we're concerned. I think it's absolutely crucial. There's an onus on all of us who were elected, and that's why we've been so constructive and engaging and working hard towards forming a government. There's an onus on all of us to actually deliver an outcome and a government based on the result that the public give and in the public's wishes. And that would be, from what has come from the election, most likely and a minority-led government, but that's what it would be. And I don't think another election is on the agenda or is what would be a fair result from the decisions the public made. In relation to Irish water, there's Irish water, housing, homelessness, health service, education services, infrastructure, ensuring the recovery is spread. Those are all issues which were very important to us and which we campaigned on and were high up on our agenda and which are central in relation to the talks we've had since the election with many other TDs. And we would be seeking to actually bring about an effect change in relation to those. And hopefully that is something we will be able to agree over the next period. If there's not a decision today, then with following on from today. But we are committed to those issues which we campaigned on to try and deliver as much change as possible.